Results of the new Alaska Measures of Progress standardization tests were made public today in Anchorage. Alaska Education Commissioner Mark Hanley says he is excited about the data gained from the first implementation of the AMP. Hanley says results of the spring 2015 tests are to become the baseline data for assessing the results of tougher state education standards.
This is the new year, a new baseline, a new test. It is significantly different. The expectations are significantly different.
General statewide results show that less than half the students tested meet proficiency standards in English language arts, and between 20 and 40% achieve proficiency in mathematics. The commissioner did say that in some school districts, 60% of students met the higher level results. Hanley stated that although the results show room for improvement, they also show that the education department has raised the bar to make the tests more difficult.
If you look at level two, it says students may have gaps in knowledge and skills but are still capable of most grade level content. We felt that these terms of meeting standards and partially meeting standards really accurately reflected where students were. Previously, we used terms like proficient and not proficient. Well, if you're not proficient, it feels like you didn't get over this bar. You were not close. You didn't make it. This recognizes that students are operating at grade level, may have most of the standards under their belt, but may still have some gaps that they need to address.
The AMP tests are given to grades 3 through 10. Students score in four levels, from low to high. Students scoring in levels 3 and 4 are meeting the new standards, while students scoring in the first two levels only partially meet them. Hanley says the new AMP scores are not comparable to the old standards because the new tests are more difficult and use a different type of scoring. A breakdown of scores by grade and by school district is available on the Department of Education webpage. Parents can expect student-level reports later this month.